Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Okay, so I'm back again. Sorry about the delay. I will definitely have a show tomorrow morning also on Saturday. So, yeah, I was supposed to come on Thursday. Unfortunately, that didn't work out, but I'm here. I hope everybody's enjoying their day. I know it's, like, real early, but that's how the Nighthawks truly are. We are truly Nighthawks to be up at this time, right? Okay, so let's see. Friday. Good thing it's Friday. They say Friday is the day of love. It's the day of Venus. So hopefully everything goes well for you on Friday. I think that's why most jobs would have it where, well, hopefully your job is like this. You get paid on Friday because it's supposed to, like, just be a really good day for human relations. So hopefully, you know, if you're working, you're getting some money on Friday. Or if you're expecting some money, you're getting some money on Friday, right? Yeah, I think Friday could be a money day. Yeah, it could be a attracting wealth type of day. Who knows? Okay, so definitely I'm going to get into it. I'm not sure if I have a chat room up. Let's see. Okay, someone wants to have a reading in the chat room. I'll do what I can because I'm not sure if Vex is going to be in the chat room. So, yeah. We'll see about that. You may have to call in. let me just see. Let's tell this person. Because I'm not sure. Yeah, you may have to call in because I'm not sure if Vex is going to join us. But definitely, if he doesn't come in, I'm going to, like, be back and forth and, you know, try to – I think what I'll do is I'll be back and forth in the chat room if you can't call in. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to play a quick song because, you know, it's a short show, so it won't be long. I'll play, like, a minute of a song, and then I'll start taking my first caller. While I'm playing the song, maybe I can be in the chat room. To try to do both. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I'm going to play this song, and I'll try to help you out in the chat room as much as I can, and then kind of do a piggyback thing and take callers. Yeah, we can get it done. We can get it done. Definitely going to play this song. I'm not sure about this song. I just saw it on my computer. This is Prince, the Lotus Flower. This might be a recent album of his, so I'm not quite sure. I'm going to play this song. I just, it sounds good, the Lotus Flower. So we'll see. This is actually my first time listening to it as well. So hope you guys like it. Hope I like it. If not, I'll just stop this. Oh, pretty short. Interesting. This is the Lotus Flower Prince. That was very tasty. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So give me one moment. Let's just go right into, like, one more song for a minute. I'm trying to do both things at the time. Just one more minute. One more minute of some daylight. No, not a minute. 30 seconds of daylight. Give me some time. Take in the first caller, 310. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little tired, but I'm okay. It's early in the morning for me, so.
Yeah, glad to join. I mean, it is for Vex, too. Like, I didn't know if he was going to. I think he's in the chat room. Thank you for joining me, though. It's kind of like my time of reflection. That's why I chose to do the 4:30. I realize not many people are awake 4:30, but it's all good.
Well, it's like 1:30 for me. So what I ended up doing is setting my alarm to wake me up. So
yeah, Yeah, you know, I like this time because not many people are awake this time. And it's like if you have, it, like, a good question, you can come in. It's not many people, you know, like, up around this time. And also, I like this time, too, because it's, like, a time of reflection, like, especially if you're getting up trying to start a day. Usually I do this, try it pretty regularly. And, you know, I do stuff like meditation and prayer. And I just think it's a good time to do that stuff, like 4:30, 5, you know, 5 a.m., 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Some people jog, so, excuse me, get my voice. Yeah, but, yeah, so thank you for joining me. You woke up. what's your name?
It's Alicia.
How you doing, Alicia? You got a question for your Christmas or maybe your next New Year?
I do have a question. You know, I've been, you know, half the day yesterday I was in tears because I'm so exhausted. You know, I've been looking for a job for the past 4 months and just want to get my life back on track again. And I'm just, and it's just like I got a call about a job that I interviewed for and I didn't get it. And I'm like, okay, what is it going on? Is the universe playing tricks on me? I'm like, And so I sat there in the middle of the floor, and I was in tears. I'm like, I've been over 60 interviews, and I'm like, I know I'm qualified. I know I'm doing the right things. And I'm like, what is it, you know?
Okay. So you want to know, like, prospects of jobs for this year or any time really. Okay.
Yeah, job. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm homeless and I just also got news that they're gonna move me to another shelter and that's the last place I wanna go again. I just wanna be able to have a job and a nice place to live and you know so I can have a life back.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm going to definitely look for you. Let me see. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, I
had a phone interview. I had a phone interview for a job, too, and she was like, after we had the conversation about the portfolio that I'm familiar with, they're getting properties that I'm familiar with. And I'm like, you're stupid if you don't hire me. I have all background information on these properties. And she's like, are you willing to relocate? Is there any other opportunities you're interested in? And I'm like, really?
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So, okay. Let's get some background information. Okay. So, I see that I got, like, two personalities on you. I see that you got, like, the healer card in my one deck. That's usually, like, of the Wisdom Clan. So you're someone who likes to heal, and you have a good personality. You have, between the healer and the Page of Vessels, the Otter, you're, like, a caring individual. You really, like, help people off the top of your back. You're a very gentle person. You're just very caring and very, like, a real good companion to be around. You also just have, like, you know, this mama bearness about you, too. You got the Queen of Stones. It looks like for your immediate job perspective, though, like, because I asked, like, how you can attract a job, it looks like you need some, like, lessons as far as, like, what you're doing as far as, like, job relation. Like, someone needs to maybe coach you a little bit about, like, your resumes, and maybe there's something going wrong in the interview process. Because I see here the Ten of Arrows is someone, like, instructing you how to do that. Maybe someone in your life, perhaps, or someone around, you know, around you know, like a resource that you could use to help you figure out, like, what you're doing wrong. Because it seems like something is small, like something as small as maybe like a resume tweak or just like an interview tip or whatever. Yeah, I see, like, once you get that instruction, it looks like you'll be more, your energy will be more opened for the Ten of Stones, which is the home, to be able to secure some shelter. So it just looks like you just need some instruction.
You know, I get from these recruiters that I have like 7-8 recruiters I'm working with, and we've tweaked the resume so we can't tweak it anymore. And you know, it's very strong. And as far as the interview, you know, I interview very strong, but it's like, I don't know if it's the people who are interviewing me is intimidated.
It may not even be the resume per se, because you're getting the job, you're getting the job interviews. It might be in the interview process, because I'm looking at, I think it's more of an energetic problem, because I see that you, okay, so in your immediate past, you have like the Nine of Bows of the Respect card, the Wood Woes, and then I drew another card, I got the Queen of Arrows, the Swan. So between the Queen of Arrows, the Swan, and the Nine of Bows Respect card, this is just, like, you've been hurt in your life, and I think you're letting, like, when you go into the interview, maybe your energy is not clear enough, and they can't see, you know, how confident, they can't get the best of you, in other words. Like, you're dealing with, like, past stuff, maybe from your own family and childhood. Usually, like, the Queen of Arrows is someone who's been hurt before. You know, she's, like, a beautiful character, but she has, like, a tale of woe herself. So maybe, like, that energy is coming out.
Yeah, I know that. That's been happening in the past because, you know, I've been on so many interviews, but now since I've, like, kind of been in, like, one place for a while, I know I've been interviewing well. I know I have.
You should be able to get, I think that the energy just needs, maybe before you do an interview, to, like, do some deep breathing, some meditation, and maybe, like, a prayer to reset yourself so you can be on, like, a more positive, because maybe they're picking up, yeah, the Nine of Bows, too, the Respect card, the Widows, is just like a wounded person, like, your ego is being wounded from this whole process and everything, and maybe you don't feel, like, as confident and strong going into the situation. Yeah, that's, like, the trick, right? Like, even though, like, we need a job, but in order to get people, like, to want to hire us, we have to kind of come off on, like, you know, just, like, this high point of self, which is hard to do when people are looking for a job. It's just kind of like but just something that just people usually pick up when you're doing the interview. You can actually, you know, feel, okay, this person, she's in good energy, you know. And maybe you might have to tell people your situation. So if you feel like the interview may not go as well, maybe you might have to reveal as much, like, you know, you are looking for work, and hopefully the interview went well. And, you know, if it didn't, I'm just kind of like in a place of just trying to transition. I don't have secure housing. Maybe you have to actually, like, touch base with some of these employers that you're talking with so they can understand, okay, this is why maybe. If the interview didn't go as well.
I've done that too, and they were like, oh, well, she's, you know, and I've been bypassed. Like, this particular job with, you know, this company that I've had, you know, I've had the second interview with, and it was via the phone, because with her, she's acquiring these portfolios, and when she initially gave me my first phone interview, she was like, when can you come in? I drove down there. I rented a car, drove down there to meet with her. That interview went very well. I was there for about an hour and a half. And then today we were, you know, she said, you go by the properties, and, you know, reiterated to her again. I said, okay, this is, you know, so I went by the properties again, and nothing's changed. And I'm like, I'm your top candidate. I already got background information. I already know what's going on. I already have a plan of attack for this.
Okay. Yeah, I see you got the you've got the real like Page of Bows stoat energy too. Like I feel like you have to be a little bit more cunning. Maybe like call them at a good point of the day. Give you know like just want to touch base with them, but also like remember your outer energy. You gotta like bring that out more. Like you know like the Karen-ness, like hi, you know it's Alicia. Just you know you have to bring that out more because I think they're sensitive.
Yeah,
I
do that as well. Like I have an interview on Monday, and I actually reached out on LinkedIn to find out who the regional over these two properties, and you know. I missed a phone call, and I called him back twice, and, you know, he was like, oh, I really enjoyed talking with you. Can you come out to Woodland Hills to interview? And I'm like, sure. And I'm like, you know, just I'm doing everything right, even though in spite of all the obstacles and everything that's coming my way, you know, I put that aside, and I, you know, people – say that when I can feel my energy before it hits the door.
Right. Let's see. What could be
I'm
blocking
like,
you?
You know, I'm like, is it, you know, I asked one of my friends, I'm like, is it the color of my skin? And like, what is it? I'm like, I know my job, the job I do. I know my career. I'm like, why will not anyone give me an opportunity?
Yeah, I'm not, I mean, because the cards look good. It just looks like maybe, I'm going to do another one real quick to see how you can attract, I mean, like what energy you need specifically. Because it just seems like, I feel like they're picking up something. I'm stressed out, and
I deal with a lot, not getting a lot of rest. But you know that job that I interviewed for this property portfolio, I was very prepared for it. I was very relaxed. You know, I had time to kind of breathe before the interview and everything. I wasn't rushed. You know, so I know I interviewed well for that position. No, I did.
Okay.
You know, she was giving my, you know, she wanted everybody's opinion on how to do the plan of attack. And I let her know, it's like, if something goes down on my property, I'm going to be there. I'm not going to leave it up to the manager to handle. If something serious is going down, I'm there. You know, let her know dedicated.
Yeah, I feel like the cards I'm getting, you feel, like, real wounded by this. Like, you're getting, like, the Two of Arrows of Injustice. Like, you feel like this is not something that's fair. You feel like the universe is against you. At this point,
because, I mean, I've been going through being homeless and looking for jobs for the past 4 months, and I just feel bad. I'm at this point right now that the universe is just, like, playing tricks on me.
In your immediate past, do you have someone that you have, like, an attraction with? You got, like, the Two of Vessels card. There's, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? There's, like, someone in your recent past that you've had a connection with, maybe, like, a male.
Yeah, I had a guy I dated off and on for 4 years. He didn't know what he wanted. And when I fell in this situation, he basically abandoned me, and I cut him off.
Mm-hmm. When you say he abandoned you, like, did he just stop talking to you? Because it looks like
he stopped talking to me. Because every time when a problem arises, I have something going on in my life that's a difficulty, he could not handle it. Even if I had something good in my life or something good happened to me, he could not handle it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like, I don't know how you feel about, like, trying to restart that connection. He looks like I'm getting this bag with him. He's got, like, this, I don't know, it's like this inner strength he has. I think that's definitely someone that you might want to, Yeah, because I'm getting him, but I think, like, far as, like, with him, I get the great beer. So he's someone that's guarded with his emotions, probably for he's been hurt in the past. These type of individuals, they've been hurt in the past themselves, so maybe he can't deal emotionally because it's just hard for him to deal with emotions. Like, he's got the great beer. But it doesn't, like, reflect on his character. He looks like he has, like, good moral character. It's just, like, he has a hard time dealing with emotions himself.
No, I've given him plenty of chances over the past four and a half years, and I just can't, you know, I just can't have him back in my life because it seems as if, you know, he gets jealous when good things happen, and I just,
that's
that doesn't serve a purpose for me. You know, it's even a point when he met my son, he didn't even want to be involved with him after he met him, so, you know, it's a whole package deal. So
that's
just something I don't want to revisit. Like I said, I've lost a lot of friends during this time, and I said, I guess they no longer serve a purpose. And also, I really don't have a support system where I am either. So, I'm trying my hardest and in my damnedest. Like, to yesterday, after hearing the other job that I didn't get an offer, you know, and I know I performed well in that interview as well, even though it was a little rushed because they didn't give me really exact directions on to get there and where the office was. But I just collapsed on the floor and just broke down crying because, I mean, I just don't understand. I don't understand the universe right now.
Right. I just think, like, your stuff is there, like, your energy is there. You're getting these jobs. You're attracting these jobs. I think though, like, if you could find a way, which is easier said than done, right, like, just to clear your energy so they can, like, pick up more of, like, your confidence. Because I'm getting, like, the between, like, solutions, right? So I'm getting the mistress card and I'm getting the green man. Now, the mistress card is just a card to basically kind of show, like, more of your youthfulness, like, more of your sexual vitality. If you come in here, like, just, I'm not saying, like, flirt with nobody, but basically, like, this is a card. It's just kind of, like, showing, like, your, you know, like, your inner youth. Like, you coming in all exuberant and joyful and, you know, maybe you can get, like, your hair done for the interview. Just coming, like, at your best. Like, you feel good. You feel sexy. You feel, like, on top of the world.
Well, you know, if I can afford to get my hair done professionally, I would. But, you know,
If there's a resource that can help you with, like, I feel like the mistress, between the mistress and the green man is more about structure. So, like, I feel like it's more to do with, like, your resume and some interview tips. That's pretty much what I'm getting from, like, the cards. If you can work on, like, just having your recruiter go over your resume, maybe doing mock interviews. I'm sorry, like, go over your resume more time and then, like, mock interviews because it's more about structure. I get the green man. If you could fix the structure, learn a little bit more, and then go into this with the mistress kind of attitude, like, you know, you got your hair done and, you know, you're coming off, like, young and just, like, just real sensual, like, you know, and then bring out your own personality, your caring individualness. That, you know, that'll actually reset the tone for these interviews because it just feels like it's an energetic block with you. That's why you're probably not getting in. It's just like, maybe we may not, you know, want to hire her. But you have everything, like, lined up. You just have to just maybe do two more things. You know, you might want to just, like, get your recruiter, you know, to just look over everything.
Yeah, we've done that. We've done the whole thing, like, with this particular job in San Diego. We went through the whole interview. We went through the whole personality. We went through everything. They're trying to get me in with the asset manager, but they kept pulling me at the, you know, I had county pulling at me. I had everybody pulling me at once, and they were only telling me at 9:30 at night, can I be in a place at 11 o'clock the next morning? And I didn't get the job because I wasn't available.
Um, Yeah, I mean, you're going to get more. I think you're going to get more job opportunities. You have, like, really good, like, you can attract it up to a point. I think what happens is the interview, it's something with the interview, most likely, like, it just pulls apart. If you could, maybe, like, you need to do a prayer before the interview. Okay. Why have the, why do you think the employers have passed you in the past? Was it really just, like, a time thing? Like, you know, you didn't meet their call, when their return call, or... Or maybe you didn't want to relocate? Or do you think they didn't want to
Because this particular, I was thinking about this last position, and I think because they felt that I was overly qualified because, you know, the guy that I interviewed on Monday, he was like, you know, you have a lot of regional manager experience, and why do you want to step down? And I said, well, you know, I said, it's more personal than anything. I said, you know, I want to get a little bit more grounded. You know, as a property manager out here, I said, I came out here and I jumped in as a regional, and I said, this state, this California is totally different. I said, so I need to get a little bit more grounded in being community manager out here. You know, it's nothing wrong with stepping down for a little bit, get your grounding, and then move back up.
Right. Yeah, maybe, I mean, like, I'm just thinking that if you just go with it, just telling me the same stuff, like the structure, the mistress card, come back with more, like, you know, confidence, even more of, like, a more securement in yourself. Because even some of these cards, like the insecurity card came up, like, reverse. Like, you're not even aware of, like, it's there, but because you're on your grind, you're not really thinking about, like, the stuff that's holding you back. But maybe that energy is still there, so when you go into the interview,
and maybe
it's still a problem.
You know, maybe it is still there because, like, I can get going. It's like every time I have an interview, a physical interview, I have, it's funny, like, I'm thinking about this other interview now. I had the county constantly calling me, and I'm on my way to the interview, so I was really distracted. Mm-hmm. I was distracted that day, and, you know, I thought I put it behind me, and I thought the interview went decent. But I know the interview, the second interview, the interview on Costa Mesa, the interview with June, I know I nailed those interviews.
Uh-huh.
I know I did.
I feel like I'm going to have to do, like, some more time with you, Alicia. I mean, I have put my information up in the description, my Yahoo Messenger and my Twitter. The Yahoo Messenger is private, so we could talk on there. I don't know if you have Yahoo Messenger or what your technology is looking like right now. Well, I'm going to do the show tomorrow morning, too. So if you want to call back, I feel like I have to do more of a spread to try, because I'm getting more of, like, your personality, like, you're a caring person. And so I'm thinking, like, well, they should see that. So, but then I'm getting these cards that say, you know, like, the Two of Arrows and Justice, the Queen of Arrows, like, you have, like, some insecurities there. I mean, just things that need to be looked at, but maybe you're not looking at it at this time because you're trying to get a job, but, like, that energy is holding you back, or in some instance or some form. I'm not sure exactly what in that interview process there, you know, but it just seems like, yeah, you know, maybe if you do get, like, a job offer, maybe you might have to be, like, self-sacrificing, because you got, like, the Queen of Vessels for that emotion. You might have to sacrifice something in order just to get something right now. Like, I feel like job opportunities are coming through, but, like, you want, like, a certain type of job. You know what I mean? Like, if you
I've
do get an offer.
I've been applying for everything, because I have to go to this county job club crap, and I have to do 6 logs of jobs. I have to sit there. I have to do 30 hours a week with them. And, I mean, I'm applying for everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Stuff I'm not even interested in.
Yeah. If you get an offer, though, I feel like there might be offers coming through, but maybe it's just not, you know, something that you want and you, like, turning it down. Maybe I feel like this card is saying to me, like, you need to be more, like, giving with whatever comes through as far as the opportunity. I mean, is that the case? Like, are people offering you work, but maybe it's not something, like, in line? No, like, no one's offering you anything.
I haven't gotten an offer since the offer I accepted that got me in this position in August. Not one offer. I'm going through between 2 and 3 interviews.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm going to have to do, like, I'll tell you what, like, I'll do, like, a deeper spread for you. And if you call back tomorrow, 4:30, I'll give you, like, the answer because, like, the show's over. So they're, like, I don't want us to get, like, interrupted all of a sudden as you're talking. So call back on 4:30 tomorrow, and I'll do, like, a 7-card spread, and I'll just summarize it and tell you what I got, you know, to give you more, like, insight. Because, yeah, I'm not sure. Like, everything is lined up, but I'm getting the sense that the energy is not there. Like, they're not sensing your good nature. They're not sensing that enough. Like, yeah. The green man comes up, too, so that's significant. Like, something is going wrong, either in the resume or in the interview process, like, and then they just have, like, a second thought maybe at, like, the last minute. So I feel like something needs to be tweaked, and then, like, the energy needs to be, you need to have, like, no blockage when you go into these interviews. So I'm going to have to do, like, something more complex for you, which I'm not going to be able to do with the time constraints of the show. So, I mean, I know you're in need, so I'll definitely do that for you. Call back 4:30, and it's going to be, like, a 7-card spread, and I'll give you, like, the answer. And you want to know how to attract a job. Okay. And I'm going to just do that for you. Okay?
Okay.
And it'll be more of, like, a 7-card answer. Yeah, because this show is not, it's, like, limiting the time they give me. So I'll definitely have that answer for you. All right? I hope it goes well. I'm doing my best. It's like you're getting these jobs, but it's something holding you back. So I'm going to try to help you get some more clarity on this situation.
Okay,
Alicia. So, yeah, call back tomorrow, okay? And I'll give you, like, the answer for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, God bless. All right, everyone. Bye. 4:30 tomorrow. Thanks for calling in. If you guys didn't get through first time, we do have the chat room up, so we'll have it up tomorrow morning too. So definitely call back, okay? Thank you, and I'm going to play the song and hopefully put everybody in a better mood today. So let me change up the energy and have everybody get this positivity going. Positivity, positivity. Okay.
Just one of them jams you wanna just lay back and just kick it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't hear me though. Peep this.
Every man wants a woman with him and her.
Okay, that's the show. Tomorrow morning, 4:30, join me again. Join my clarion. Holla.